Praise the Lord. Brother Lynn Head from Jersey, Georgia, or somewhere nearby, come around and preach. Good to have you with us tonight.
Certainly good to be here tonight. Appreciate the goodness of God, His love, and His blessings, His mercy. God is a good God, isn't He? We appreciate Brother Caraway, the church here, every church that is represented here tonight. May God bless you for being here. And we're just looking forward that God will just bless and move and work and help us here tonight in this service and in this meeting. We really are. God's never let us down, has He? So I don't think this meeting ought to be any different. I really don't. And this young man up here, I'm telling you right now, he's energized. I tell you now. I looked at him, I said, well, if I got around done like he did, I might be as small as he is. But you know, I'm not going to let him. It's his way of worshiping. Brother Caraway's already told. Some of you know it. Most of you probably know it. I'm not going to let it bother me. I'm not going to let it bother me, not one bit. I want him just to have a time and enjoy the Lord. I really do. Well, Brother Caraway's already got me hungry. Talking about the food. I'm sure it's going to be good. Sure it's going to be good. We got a variety pack tonight. I don't know what all it might consist of. I really don't. And what I've got right here tonight, I don't know really what all it consists of. All right. So let's have church, all right? We do appreciate Brother and Sister Caraway in the church here. And is this already on, Brother? All right. So let's just get right in here tonight and worship God, okay? I want you to turn with me tonight to the book of John, John's Gospel, chapter 21. There's nothing that I take any more serious than God's Word and the preaching of God's Word. And I believe it's Brother Caraway's already stated here tonight that we're in the last of the last days. If there's ever been an hour that we need to receive something from God and for God to help us, it's in this hour and in this time. You know, and I know God knows and He's aware of the time that we're living in, and He's aware of your need here tonight. So look at God's Word, John chapter 21, verse 1. It said, after these things, Jesus shewed Himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise shewed He Himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and two others of His disciples. I want you to notice there at the very beginning, and I don't really know if there's any meaning to this, but right at the very beginning, he named Peter and Thomas. Peter was the one that denied the Lord, and Thomas was the doubter. He doubted. So I don't know if that has any meaning or not, but I did notice that. Verse 3, it says, Simon Peter saith unto them, he said, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, he said, children, he said, have you any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, he said, cast a net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it, for the multitude of fish. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat under him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land. But as it was 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish. As soon then as they come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon and bread. Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up, drew the net to land full of great fish, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, he said, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus shewed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. Thank you for the reading of God's word. You may be seated. I want to talk to us tonight from this. I feel this on my heart, praying and seeking the Lord about this service. I want to be honest with you. I didn't come here to this meeting with messages just laid out in an order, in a state that I'm going to preach them. I didn't come here. I'm just not that style. But I sure want to obey God. I really do. I really do. I feel here tonight that there's some needs among us that God is wanting to help us. You know, and I'm sure tonight that there are some very good cooks here, and I'm sure there will be some good food after the service. But I want to tell you something, as good as the food might be, there are needs among us that's more important than the food. Amen? There really is. You see, as I begin to think about this scene here, this setting, right here in the Bible, this story, there are a few scenes in the gospel more impressive than this scene. In the morning by the Sea of Galilee, not even the meeting between Christ and Mary in the garden is more touching or tender than this instant right here. You see, Calvary was past. The night of darkness, it was over. And it was ended. Jesus had risen, and the awful strain that was upon these disciples was now, it was over. It was over. But you see, as I begin to think about this, and I feel like the Lord began to deal with me about this, it is in such an hour as this that men turn again to the common toils of life. This is exactly what Peter done. Peter was a fisherman. In this incident right here, in this story right here, Peter said, I go fishing. And the others said, we go also. We go also. Now, I want to tell you something. I know I'm down here in Florida, and I know there's a lot of fishing that goes on, but I'm not much of a fisherman. I mean, for me to fish, they got to just about be jumping out of the water. I'm just not much of a fisherman. I'm really not. Now, don't take me wrong. I'm not preaching against fishing. I love to eat it. I really do, but I'm telling you, I'm just a very impatient man when it comes to fishing. Now, my wife is altogether different. She loves fishing, but she's got some stipulations about it. As long as you're a bait hook, and as long as you take them off of it when she catches them. So that's probably the reason I don't like fishing. Come on, y'all with me out there? But here it was in such an hour. I want to tell you something, church. We are in a stressful and a strainful time. Come on, can you say amen? But in an hour as such as this right here that we are in, it's not a time to turn back. It's not a time to look back and to turn back to the common toils of life. Are y'all going to help me preach? I feel like God's really wanting to help us right here tonight. I really do. I really do. You see, I don't know where you at, but God knows exactly where that you're at. Come on. Help me right here for a little while. You know, I thought about, you know, right here tonight. I don't know. We might have some great fishermen among us. But I want to tell you, if there's ever been an hour that we need to be fisher of men, it is in this hour that you and I are living in. Come on, I don't know how you are right here tonight. You might have all of your family members. They might all be in and be in the ark of safety. But I've got some family members that are lost and undone, and they don't know Jesus, Brother Scott, is their Savior. And you know what? My heart's desire in prayer is to see them saved. Come on, can you say amen? Oh, help me right here for a little while. You know, as I left to come to this meeting yesterday around 2 o'clock or so, and yesterday was our anniversary, and normally my wife is with me, but she's not, and we had some things going on there at the little church where I'm at. We're in a little building program there, and I felt like she needed to stay there and some other things. And but I want to tell you what, you know, I did take the time. Don't fall out with me now. I did take time, and we did go out and eat dinner yesterday, and we had a good time together. And as we was departing, she looked at me and she said, "Lynn, I don't really like this." I said, "I don't like this either, but I want to tell you something. I feel a responsibility. I feel a duty." Come on now. Hey, come on. I could easily call Brother Caraway and say, "Look, it's my anniversary and I feel like I just need to stay at home." But I felt a burden on my heart to want to come and to be right here and to be in the house of God, because I feel like God is wanting to do something and to help somebody. Help me right here in this meeting. You know what? We don't have to wait until a Monday night, the last meeting of this thing. We don't have to wait till the last service. You know what? I feel a third person of the Godhead right here tonight wanting to do something in this service right here tonight. Come on, can you say amen? But come on, I want to tell you something. I didn't listen to everybody saying. I did listen to them, but I wasn't up here, you know, judging them. And, you know, we're not in no competition right here tonight. And the other preachers right here, they can out-preach me left and right. I'm thankful tonight that we're not here for that kind of stuff, but we are here for a moving of the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost. Hey, come on, help me right here. But did you know what? It's easy to look back and to go back to the common toils of life. Come on, but I want to tell you something. That's not what God is wanting us to do. If there's ever been an hour in a day that we need to keep our eyes on that goal, it is in this hour that we're living in right now. Sweet Lamb of God, it's been worth my time of coming to feel what I'm feeling right now. Already in the house of God. But not only that, I feel like a good Holy Ghost is wanting to help you right here tonight. Hey, there might be some things that you and I have got to do right here tonight if we're going to see a genuine move of the sweet Holy Ghost in our services. Peter said, "I go a-fishing." So his comrades and his the people, their disciples that was with him, they said, "We go also. We go also. We'll be right there with you, Peter." But for all their toil and for all their fishing, come on, they caught nothing. They caught nothing. Come on. Come on. They caught nothing. Listen to me, ma'am. Listen to me, sir. Listen, young boys, young girls. How many times have you prayed and you felt like it's been to no avail? Come on, help me right here. Let me take my time. I'll watch the clock right here tonight. It's just 8:30. How many times have you talked to God and you felt like it was to no avail. You see, there it was, Peter, being a fisherman of the sea. He knew the waters. Peter knew how to fish. He felt like he knew where that they were at. But he let down that net, pull it up, nothing. How many times have we done that? How many times have we been our needs? How many times have we been our heart before God and we felt like nothing. And here it was, my friend. But all their toil, they felt like that they were a failure. And they felt like that their hearts were so empty. Here I am, I'm a fisherman. I know how to fish. I felt like I knew where that they was at. We ought to have done had a catch by now. Come on, I'm nothing but a failure. Could there be somebody here tonight that's under the sound of my voice that you feel like you are nothing but a failure? And you feel like that you are so empty, and you feel like that you are so out of place. Come on. You know, the world, you know, they see failure in an empty boat, but God sees failure in an empty heart. Come on, help me right here tonight. I want to tell you here tonight, you might come here and you might have felt so empty. Come on, help me right here for a little while tonight. Oh, come on, I could tell us a lot of things, but I'm trying to condense this down right here tonight. And I feel like the Lord is going to help us. I really do. But they felt like they were nothing but a failure. And for some reason or another right here tonight, I feel like I'm talking to somebody. That's exactly how you feel. Right here tonight, that I am nothing but a failure. I've tried and I've tried. I have prayed and I have prayed, and it looks like that there is nothing. Come on. It is night and there is nothing. But did you know the scripture? It goes on down there to say in verse 4, it says, but when the morning was now coming, it says Jesus stood on the others on the shore, and he asked the disciples, and he knew not. And they knew not that it was Jesus. It might have been night and nothing. But as soon as it's going to be morning, and it's going to be the master. Come on, can you say amen? Hey, you might be here tonight, and your heart, it might be so heavy, and you might be so burdened and sadness. Come on, it might be a creeping in among you. Come on, and you might say, oh, Brother Lynn, I feel like everything that I'm doing is a failure. Everything is to no travail. Come on, but I want to tell you something. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is a coming in the morning. Come on, can you say amen? Are y'all going to help me for a little while right here tonight? Hey, we might as well go to have church right here on the very first night of this meeting. Come on. You know what I sense in my spirit right here tonight? I feel like Sister Newberry, that joy is a making its way to somebody's house right here tonight, my friend. Oh, Lamb of God. You say, oh, Billy, and all I can do, it seems like it's just a week, and I feel so weary. Come on, I feel so empty. And Brother Caraway's already quoted a scripture right here tonight. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Come on, it might be night and nothing, and it might look like an impossibility, and the nets might be empty. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you something. And Jesus come to them, and he asked them, he said, have y'all caught any fish? Have you got any fish? I want to tell you something. I've been around a few fishermen. I ain't saying all of them is like this, but it's easy for a fisherman to stretch it. Come on. That fish might not have been no bigger than that, but it'll get bigger and bigger and bigger. Come on. But I want to tell you something. It was hard for Peter to say, no, we don't have no fish. Come on. It's hard for a fisherman to say, no, we didn't catch any fish. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you what Jesus knew, that they didn't have no fish, but did you know what the Lord was wanting them to do? He was wanting them to really to see they self and to talk to him about it. Come on. And you know what I'm a feeling right here tonight? The Lord knows exactly where you at right here tonight. You might have it hid from Brother Lynn. Brother Caraway might not know nothing about it. He might not know what you are going through. He might not know all that's going on, but there is a God in heaven that knows all about it. And sometimes if we'll just give it all to him, he come on, oh sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the Shekinah glory of God right here tonight in his house. I'm
my feet under the anointing of the Holy Ghost that's wanting to help somebody and to meet somebody's need right here tonight. Come on, have, listen to me, dear child. Have you got any fish? Have you got any meat? Come on, let's confess up. Let's admit that we need help from God, and God is our source of help. And the Bible says that He is a very present help in the time of need.
I want to talk to us. I really do. I want to talk to us. Come on. Jesus didn't ask him this question, have you any meat, to get information. He didn't need any information. He knew it. And he knows exactly right here tonight where that you and I are at. He really does. He really does. He really does. He knows exactly where that you're at. You know, now I begin to think about this story right here. There's a lot of things in this story right here. But I want to share something with us. Here it was, these disciples, they were pretty close to the Lord. I'm talking about in distance. They were pretty close because they could carry on the conversation. He said, have you any meat? They said, no. Come on. Isn't it something to be near to Christ and yet still be starving? Y'all going to help me? I sure want to talk to us. It's something to be near to Christ and still be starving. Could that be where some of us are at right here tonight? We feel the presence of God. Brother Lynn, we love to see you when you get out in the center aisle and you get stretched out and you get to slanging your left arm and you get to preaching. We like to see you when the Lord is anointing you and helping you. We like to see Brother Carraway. We like to see some of these others. But isn't it something to be so near to the presence of God and yet be starving? Come on, come on, come on. Help me right here. Come on, oh Lamb of God. You know, I love to feel the Spirit of the Lord, and I love for God to anoint me. And I've been asking Him today to anoint me and anoint me afresh and to help me. Come on, help me right here for just a little while. But not only that, I'm not selfish about that. I want to see the Spirit of the Lord to get on you. I want to see the good Holy Ghost to get on you and to move you. Come on. I love to see the singers get up here. I love to see Brother Travis get up here and sing. Come on and go on. And when the Spirit of the Lord gets on him and he begins to move him, come on, help me right here for a little while right here tonight. Come on. But then we come so near to the presence of God, and yet there are some that's a getting in, but yet then again there are some that they seem to be a starving. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, help me. I believe that God and I believe that heaven has got enough to go around tonight for each and every one of us right here that is under the sound of my voice. Come on, I know the ladies have prepared and they've got a table that'll be spread out there, but did you know what I'm hearing from heaven tonight? He's a saying to children, to come on and to dine. Come on. Can y'all go help me right here? Oh, sweet Lamb of God. I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here tonight in this house, my friend. Come on, all. You know what Jesus told them? He said, well, after they said they didn't have no meat and to put it on the other side of the boat. Come on. I don't know how wide that the boat might have been, but I'm sure it probably wasn't no wider than this church is right here. Come on, can you say amen? It probably wasn't no wider than just half of this church was right here. Did you know what? To just to
take it up and to be obedient and to come and to let it down on the other side of the boat. Come on, how many steps that would be? I don't know. It'd probably be 20 or 30 feet or something or another like that. And that's how close that you are to receiving from the Lord what the Lord has got for you. Come on, come on. I feel like telling somebody right here tonight that your blessing is closer to you than what you really think that it really is. Come on, I feel like that the devil is a painting somebody a picture right here tonight. No, you're not going to be able to get in. No, you're not going to be able to feel the Lord like you one time felt it. But I want to serve notice on the devil. I'm coming. I'm going to go and serve notice on the devil for you. The devil is a liar, and the devil is a father of lies. He is a liar from the beginning. I want to tell you, if you'll be obedient tonight and take that net up and go and let it down on the right side of the ship, I believe that you can make a catch of fish right here. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling sweet Holy Ghost here tonight in this house.
I want to preach this. I might not preach long. I'm wanting to preach. I really am. Your blessing and your answer to your prayer is probably closer to you than what you really realize. Come on. I don't know what some of you might have been seeking after. You might have been seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You might not have got it yet. And the devil might be telling you there is no need. Or you might be here tonight and you might be seeking salvation. And you might be needing Jesus as your Savior. And you might have a time of wrestling with it. And you might not feel what you really need to feel in your heart. Come on, and the devils are probably telling you there is no need. Come on, I don't want to get out of my place right here tonight. I don't want to step over my boundaries right here tonight. But as I read the Bible, there is not but one unpardonable sin, and that is blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. I feel like if you'd have done that, you would even have no desire to even be right here tonight. And if you need salvation, my friend, whatever, if you need the joy of the Lord restored back to your experience right here tonight, I want to tell you something. He can give that right back to you. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. Come on, if the devil has stole your song tonight, you can leave this building right here with a song in your heart. He'll give you a song in tonight. Oh, sweet Lord of God, pray, church, pray. If you've ever prayed, pray for this preacher right here tonight. Oh, I wish I could preach to you here tonight, but I do feel a good Holy Ghost right here tonight. I feel that he's a pulling. He's a reaching for someone right here tonight in this congregation. Oh, sweet Lord of God, I feel his glory right here tonight. Speaking of somebody's heart, I feel like I'm telling you one more time that your blessing is closer to you than what you really think that it is. Come on. Come on, church. But what's the key to the story? We got to be obedient. What if Peter had a refused? And what if Peter had a said, I know these waters. I fished these waters many a time. I know there's fish out there. I'm a little bit disappointed. I'm a little bit discouraged that I don't have any. But I know how to fish. And there's no need. There's no need of dragging that net. I think about all the task of dragging that net, taking it to the other side, and letting it down. Come on. There was a day and an hour was holding his people. We didn't think one thing about it. Will y'all hear me preach here for a little while? Come on, we didn't think that much about it. Come on. Oh, as Brother Caraway's already said, and I'm just going to insert, and we got to have everything just right. I've had people that's told me, they said, I wouldn't get up there and sweat like you sweat. That's the proper term to use. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Perspire, whatever you want to call it. But I wouldn't get up there and do that. I wouldn't get up there and pull myself and exert myself like you do. That's just a bunch of nonsense. It used to be when you wanted something from God. Come on, help me right here. Come on, the ladies, they forgot about their hairdo. Come on, let me go and say it. The men forgot about their hairdo. And I know some of y'all are wondering where my color went to. Come on, it's just natural. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, help me right now. I'm not going to put no rinse on it. I'm not going to put no dye on it. I don't care. I can't help it. If my wife's hair is still as black as a crow, come on, can you say amen? I've even had people ask me, what is she using? Come on. I said, I don't know. We use the same old shampoo that comes from Dollar General. We're using the same old water. Come on. She just gets the cheapest brand she can get. Come on. Y'all still with me out there? Come on, help me. Hey, it used to be a day and a time we didn't worry about those kind of things. But touching God and getting a hold to God, it meant more than anything. And you know what I'm a feeling right here tonight among some of you? I'm a feeling that there is a hunger in your heart that you are wanting something from God. You know how you really feel right now already? You really truly deep down inside of you, you feel like getting up from where you're at. And you feel like getting around this altar right here and are seeking the face of God. But I'm so afraid, Brother Head, that if I move and that if I get out of my pew right now, that I'm going to interrupt a service. Forget about interrupting a service. That's the very thing that we need more than anything. We need to see an old-time Holy Ghost interruption where the Spirit of the Lord begins to move and the Spirit of the Lord begins to reach and the Spirit of the Lord begins to draw. And I believe that He is. But did you know what we need in our congregation? We need somebody that's going to be obedient and take the net up and go to the other side of the ship and let it down on the other side. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling His glory right here tonight in this house. You know what I'm really a feeling? I feel like there's somebody right here that you're wanting to obey Him. You're wanting to get up from where you're at. You want to take that net and you want to go to the other side. It's been night. It's been nothing. But now it's morning and it is the Master and He's a saying to come and to dine. I feel the Lord in His house. I feel a good Holy Ghost in His house. I really do. I tell you what I really feel. I really feel that there's some of you, you want to obey God. And you know where you're at? You're wrestling with what's going on in here and what's going to be going on out yonder. Come on, help me right here. And you are saying, well, if I prolong the service, there's going to be a lot of people's going to be upset. There's going to be a lot of people's going to be disturbed. Come on, help me right here, Fuller. Hey, I want to tell you something. If they're that empty, my friend, come on, you know what I would do? I would just interrupt them right here tonight because I would go home tonight full. Come on, you don't have to leave this building like you walked into this building right here tonight. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. Come on, Brother Caraway, pray for this preacher right here. Church, pray for this preacher right here tonight. I feel like the Holy Ghost is a pulling for somebody right here tonight that is under the sound of my voice. Come on. Help me right here. Hey, you know how we're going to have a move of God? It's when we are obedient to the voice of God. And He is still a speaking. And He's a speaking right here tonight. And He is still a reaching. And there is some of you that's wanting to get up from where you're at. And you want to come down that aisle. But what so-and-so going to... Forget about what so-and-so's going to say. Forget about what so-and-so is going to think. That's what we are needing to see more than anything is a genuine move of the sweet Holy Ghost, and for somebody right here to be obedient to His Spirit. Well, let me. Your blessing is closer than what you really think. Devils are telling you you can't have it. He's telling you you won't get it. And you can't get it. But when you obey God, your blessing is closer to you than you think. Come on, hear me, hear me. Listen to me, church. Listen to me. Let me talk to us from my heart. What if Peter hadn't have taken up that net? What if he hadn't have taken it up and come to the other side? But you know what Peter said? He said, nevertheless, at thy word. Nevertheless, at thy word. I believe, Brother Rufus, at that time he forgot about all the others. He was going to be obedient to God. Nevertheless, at thy word. I know I'm a fisherman. What Peter was saying. I know there's fish in the water. I know they're out there. But Lord, if you say for me to go, drag it across that ship, and let it down on the other side, at your word, I'm going to do it. He lost sight of everybody that was around him, the other disciples, everything that was going on. He began to hoist up that net, taking it to the other side. Come on, come on, come on, help me right here. Help me, help me. I don't want y'all to think that I'm going off the deep end, but what I'm fixing to say, I'm not. Sometimes, now hear me, sometimes we might have to try another method. If you've been trying something for several weeks and several months, now, just because you and your wife are having a little spat, I'm not saying go get you nothing and try that. Let me verify myself. I'm not promoting that. You know Brother Lenny had better than that. I'm talking about in seeking the Lord for an experience with God. Come on. That's what Peter knew the waters. He's a fisherman. Sometimes fishermen can learn new tricks. Come on. They can learn that there are different lures to fish with, different baits to use. We can't be afraid to do that. I'm not talking about to compromise, to let down on a standard. I'm not talking about to do that. Come on. I heard a man one time made a statement and said something like this, talking about how people got the Holy Ghost and how people done, how people acted. I don't forgot your name. Jeremiah. There ain't no way I'm going to act like Jeremiah. There ain't no way I'd do like that. Come on. I heard a fella say one time that he'd have been, now it's probably been 32 years seeking for the Holy Ghost. Seeking for the Holy Ghost. 32 years. Sitting right on his pew. You know what he told me? He said, when the Lord gets ready to baptize me, he'll baptize me right here. I'm going to tell you something. If I've been sitting there for 32 years and the Lord hadn't baptized me, I believe I'd try a new method. I'd at least get up and stand up, put my hands in there and say, here I am, Lord. I'd at least try to create a hunger. Come on, if the Lord hadn't moved on me and I hadn't felt the Spirit of the Lord in, you know, in weeks and months and days, come on, I'd try a new method. It's not God. Come on, God's not failed. God's not dead. It's not Brother Caraway's fault. It's not Sister Caraway's fault. It's not the Upper Room Church of God's fault. Blame the evangelist. Come on. I'll take every bit of the blame, but it's not. Come on. We can't blame God. Come on. It's time for us to try a new method.
There was a time when there was a hunger in our heart. Come on, and it's sitting down. If we didn't get it, we'd rise to our feet. Come on, can you say amen? But oh, come on, help me. Come on, sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feet of the Lord right here. Hey, they used to call us holy rollers. They used to call us a church that was a runners. Come on, I saw some running around here a while ago. It thrilled my heart to see them running in the moving of the Spirit of the Lord on them. Come on, you know what some of us are saying? Come on, that's a bunch of nonsense when we done got to be senior citizens. Come on, help me right here, fuller. Hey, it's not a bunch of nonsense. Come on, help me. I was at a place of preaching one time and I didn't get to preach. I want to tell you something. And Brother Tom Greer from Brother Bruce Johnson Church over there in Jacksonville, Alabama, there's a bunch of young boys that took off a running and are running around that church. And there went old Brother Tom running behind them. And they done made two laps and he hadn't even made one. I said, I want to tell you something, Tom. You ain't as fast as you used to be. He said, I might not be as fast as I used to be, but I'm still in the race and I'm still a running. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here. If you hadn't felt the Spirit of the Lord and the power of the Holy Ghost in so many days, you know what I would do? I believe I'd try another method. I'd try something other else. I'd let God know. I'd show God that I was interested. I'd let him know I was interested. Come on. Oh, I feel the Shekinah glory of God right here tonight in this house. But Brother Lynn, the last time I shouted, the last time I run, there was somebody that made fun of me and told me that was a bunch of nonsense. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you something. I'm not going to stop just because some people, they don't want to start. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I'm going to feel his glory here tonight in this house, my friend. I think it's time, Upper Room, to try another method. Woo! You know what I'm feeling right here tonight? The devil is so afraid that we're going to have an old-time Holy Ghost move on the very first night of this meeting that he doesn't know what to do. And you know what I'm feeling? I feel like there is somebody right here tonight that you're wanting to try another method. But come on, I feel somebody talking to me right here. Now, Brother Lynn, you don't know the valley. You don't know what I'm going through. You know what I would do. I believe I would lift my hands and walk right out of that valley. I'd give him praise. I'd give him honor. I'd give him glory. I wouldn't just sit down and be empty and starving to death when I was feeling his presence. I feel the Lord in this house. Come on, I'm a feeling some of you are wanting to move closer. You know what's happening right here tonight? Some of you are getting your mind off of that food out there, and you're getting your mind on his food. Come on, help me right here. He's just saying to come and dine. He knows you're hungry. He knows you're empty. He knows where you're at, and he's here tonight to help you. Come on. The Spirit of the Lord has got you on your feet right here tonight. But there are some of you, you are wanting to take that net up and you are wanting to go to the other side of it. Come on, help me right here. It doesn't frighten the devil for you to stand, but when you move out of that place that you're in spiritually, it's what's going to scare the devil. But come on, help this preacher right here. But did you know something that keeps us bound and keeps us in our place is that little old word called fear, my friend. I would the Lord right here tonight that you'd get beyond that spirit of fear and go right on out and obey the Holy Ghost. Somebody get a song tonight, ever how y'all want to do it. Somebody get a song. I could probably preach on and say some other things right here tonight. Come on, the Holy Ghost is talking to some of you. You've been right here at this place before. You've been right here at this place time and time again. Come on. But God is wanting you to try another method. Come on.
You got the standard down pat. You got it down to the T. You're measuring right up to what the church wants you to measure up to. And the Bible wants you to measure up to. Come on. But there's something in your spiritual life that you're struggling with and you're wrestling with and you can't seem to get beyond it. I know I'm human. We have the tendency that we want to do it all on our own. We want to do it all by ourselves. What do we have fellowship meetings for? What do we have fellowship meetings for? I tell you what I need, Brother Travis. I need Brother Caraway. I need all of you in this day and hour that we're living in. But I feel like there's some of you that's battling with some things within yourself. You can't overcome it. You can't overpower it. But with the help of the church and the saints, time to try another method. I don't know how y'all are about doctors. I don't fight doctors. I've been to doctors. But I tell you one thing, if you went to one, he wasn't doing you no good. You realize he was doing it, taking your money and giving you prescriptions that wasn't doing you no good. You'd be trying another. I ain't trying to try another God. There's only one God. But sometimes God wants us to be doing some things about our situation. And I feel like right here tonight, you might be here tonight, you might have been seeking for salvation. I don't know. I really don't. You might not really got what you need in your heart. You might have been seeking for the Holy Ghost. You've tried and you've tried and you've tried. And the devil said, you're throwing a towel. There's no need. I believe I'll try another method. You might even made this statement. You might have even seen the Holy Ghost get on some in the way he demonstrated himself. You probably said, there's no way I'll ever do like that. There's no way I'll ever act like they did. You better be careful. You better be careful. I remember a sister back home. She had real long hair. She'd wear it up most of the times, and when the Holy Ghost would get on her, pins would go to flying. Her hair would fall. It'd come across her face. And I remember her daughter, her young daughter, made a statement. She said, I tell you one thing. If I ever get the Holy Ghost, I don't want to act and do like my mama. But the very night she got the Holy Ghost, her hair was in front of her face. But you know what she done? She forgot about what she was going to look like. She forgot about what she was going to act like. She tucked the net up and took it to the other side and let it down. She said, nevertheless, at thy word. While they sing here tonight, if what they want to do, they some of you want to move on out. Want to move on out. And you want to come on out. We're fixing to come into the most important part of this service. And that's what I pull for and I aim for. And that's my goal in a service, is this altar right here. There's some of you right here tonight, you're wanting to come and you're wanting to step out. I know you're wrestling with some things. You're wrestling with some things. You're wrestling with that food out there in the back. Hey, I believe I can speak. I don't think I'll be speaking out of turn. Put that in the back. The most important thing right here tonight is somebody getting the spiritual help and the spiritual need that they need. Step on out tonight. Step on out and come. Step on out. If you need the Holy Ghost, if you need salvation, If there's some things in your heart and your life that you're wrestling with, you need to be sanctified. Come tonight. Come on tonight. Oh, they're coming. They're coming. Nevertheless, at thy word. I'm going to take that net up. I'm going to let it down.